Iran playing the role of big U.S. customer. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. Boeing said today it struck a deal to sell 30 planes to an Iranian airline with an option for 30 more. But the U.S. political situation has shifted since Boeing resumed doing business with Iran after the U.S. lifted sanctions late last year. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer has more.
Boeing says the deal, for all 60 planes, is worth $6 billion. Boeing claims it would create 18,000 jobs. The Boeing deal got initial approval from the Obama administration. After the U.S. and other Western nations agreed to drop sanctions on Iran if it reduced its nuclear program. Now the Boeing sale needs final approval from the Trump administration. President Trump threatened to scrap the Iran sanctions agreement during the presidential campaign. Richard Abulafia is an airline analyst with the Thiel Group.
This whole tough on national security mantra that Trump has put forth is running into the complication of the importance of export markets for U.S. manufacturing. The rubber is hitting the tarmac here, if you will.
Meanwhile, Abulafia says Airbus has already delivered its first jet to Iran. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.
The stock market was mixed in early trading on this Tuesday. As for the mood, David Kelly, chief global strategist at J.P. Morgan Funds, is here to remind us that when it comes to the economy, as in life, there's sometimes a gap between what we say and how we act.
What's interesting is that for a long time, economists have been looking at the economic data and saying, hey, it's not that bad. Why are people so gloomy? And now we've actually seen the flip side. We've seen big increases in consumer confidence, in small business confidence. But when you actually look at the real economic data, our forecasts of GDP, we think are running below 2% growth in the first quarter, you know, probably less than 200,000 jobs added in the month of March. The hard data just don't look as good as people's attitudes right now.
It's so fascinating. Like when the pollster or the surveyor calls you and you say, things are just Jim Dandy, and then you're out in the rest of your day being quite cautious about what you're perhaps purchasing.
Well, that's right. And the link between people's spending and people's attitudes, I think, is often overblown. I sometimes think Americans go shopping when they feel gloomy. But overall, I think the economy is still moving along at about a 2% pace. You know, that's actually a little bit above its trend pace. But we aren't really seeing a liftoff in economic growth. And I think for investors, that's important. People shouldn't assume that just because they feel better, somehow the economy is going to perform better and the stock market is going to do better.
David Kelly at J.P. Morgan Funds. Thank you.
Anytime.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by TIAA. Whether it's investing, advice, banking, or retirement, TIAA believes smart financial decisions should enable life, not define it. TIAA calls this the new success story. Learn more at TIAA.org. And by HostGator. You can create a small business website with HostGator's drag-and-drop website builder. Learn more at HostGator.com/marketplace. And by the University of Massachusetts Lowell, committed to hands-on experiences that deepen classroom learning and prepare students for the world, uml.edu/hands-on.
This month, I'm looking at how machines and computers are rapidly entering the workforce and what humans can do to adapt. Some experts say this may be bigger than the globalization theme that obsesses our political discourse. Now, 5 years ago, I did the series Robots Ate My Job, where I drove across the USA, Atlantic to the Pacific, and in our technology-soaked society, I found I never had to deal with a human being, sea to shining sea. Well, this time my focus is robot-proof jobs, but listen now to the story of this Marketplace listener in Utah, whose career got on the wrong side of an algorithm.
So I'm Christina Summers, and I started out as a real estate appraiser, and I actually got pretty good, and I specialized in Denver in the higher-end homes, and I made pretty good money doing it.
A house is the big collateral for a mortgage, right? Banks want to know what it's really worth. Summers would visit an assigned property, poke around, look up information on the address, check for zoning and other compliance issues. Until about 8 years ago, a pile of new technology falls from the sky. This included Google Earth. Just zoom in and look from a satellite. Plus a new algorithm, something called an AVM.
It's an automated valuation model. So basically, all of this information is public data. And so what you do is you create a computer program that mines all this public data, and then you can pull that report any way you want. Just looking at valuation and looking what other homes in the area have sold for. So the appraiser is just now superfluous. It's just not necessary anymore.
Summers tried to go back to school, but found the math and science they never offered her in high school would add years to that degree. In her late 30s, Christina Summers found work of a different kind.
Right now, I am just driving a bus.
A municipal bus in Ogden, Utah. Doing home appraisals, Christina got paid $65,000 a year. After the technology descended, the job offers in her old line of work had fallen to between $22,000 and $26,000 a year.
Driving a bus, I get paid $40,000 a year for that. So the schedule is brutal. There are a lot of brutal things about it, and it's quite frankly humiliating to go from, you know, all of these dreams. I mean, they push you so hard in college, and now I'm a bus driver. And to have to face that is always difficult. But there are good things about being a bus driver, and I will always persist on finding the good things.
She's just hoping the city doesn't someday opt for self-driving buses.
Not only that, but computers don't have to take bathroom breaks, and they can run all night. I only need 10 years. That's all I ask. Just give me 10. I'll be okay with that.
Let's all agree bus driving is honorable work, but you can hear how technology is causing wrenching changes for people. Just this morning, Mercedes and automotive electronics giant Robert Bosch announced a collaboration to deliver self-driving taxis within 4 years. Innovation has tended to create more, better jobs, even as it destroys the old ones. But what if this time is different? Next week, come with me on a road trip through the Midwest in search of the more robot-proof jobs. The coverage is accumulating at Marketplace.org right now and in a special podcast we're launching next week. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.